This year, the Department of Transportation's Rebuilding American Infrastructure with Sustainability and Equity, or RAISE grant program, awarded nearly $1 billion to 90 infrastructure projects nationwide, including Haines' LUTAC Dock redevelopment project. Haines Mayor Douglas Olrud says it's an exciting development and many years in the works.
We always felt it was a long shot. But with the RAISE program, one of the things they've told us is that the more times you put in, the better chance you have of getting it.
LUTAC Dock is Haines' only freight and fuel dock and an essential transit point for supplies from Southeast Alaska and Seattle area ports. The $20 million project would pay for demolition of a dock that's outlived its 60-year lifespan. In its place would be a modern bulkhead with fenders and mooring dolphins capable of 350-foot vessels.
The reason we've been pushing this is the face of the dock, we've been told, is at the point of failure. And so if that was to fail and impede barges docking, we wouldn't be able to get our groceries and other goods that come in on the barge. And so to get that fixed, so we're not going to have an environmental problem by having that fall into the ocean, to do that, the responsible thing, and get that fixed, make sure we're having a stable place to dock the barges, to dock the fuel barges, I think benefits the whole community.
It would also relocate the boat launch ramp and create a new uplands area, according to the Haines Borough's Design Stages 1 and 2, says Mayor Doug Olrud. While the new dock is under construction, fuel and freight delivery will not be interrupted. Alaska Marine Lines will continue to deliver via the roll-on, roll-off ramp. Olrud says there's no projected timeline yet, but he estimates the project could take up to 5 years.
My guess, I would say probably 3 to 5. Because we've got the things that I've been told takes about a year, year and a half to get all the permitting done. So with engineering permitting, we're probably 2 years out from being able to start digging in the ground. And so that's my cautiously optimistic timeline.
The LUTAC Dock redevelopment project has been the topic of controversy and years of public debate, focused on whether it would include construction of an ore terminal. But Mayor Olrud says this project does not, as there is not a supply from mines in Canada's Yukon Territory.
You need ore to have an ore terminal. And right now in the Yukon, there is not enough ore that somebody's willing to sign a contract to ship through Haines to make the investment in building an ore terminal a viable concern. It would be irresponsible for the borough to build something just hoping somebody's going to use it at some point in time.
Olrud says the Palmer Project, spearheaded by the Vancouver-based Constantine Metal Resources and located in the Upper Chilkat Valley, is still in the exploratory stages and so not included in the current plans for the dock's redevelopment.
So until the Palmer Project by Constantine gets further along and it looks like they're willing to sign a agreement to export X number of tons of ore per year off of a facility, or that there's more mines in the Yukon that want to export any kind of material off of that, the ore terminal is waiting on all of those before anything would happen with that. But I don't see that happening in the near future.
The project is estimated to cost over $25 million, so the community will still need to borrow the $5 million difference or find some other way to pay for it. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.